Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is Monday, October 13th, 2014. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. And I gotta say, there wasn't much that went on. All right, you one of those people that says, okay, I've got something on my wrist, or I've got this cough, or I don't know what, I'm going to go search for it. I'm going to Google it. What have I got? Oh my God, I'm dying. Well, Google might be able to actually help you with maybe calming your nerves down somewhat. The company has confirmed actually to Engadget that they're testing out a help out kind of style, which will feature video chats with real doctors to search for your symptoms. Now, if you're wondering how this is going to work and how much it's going to cost you, right now, Google is covering all the costs, even the doctor's fees. Kind of cool. Kind of scary, maybe. However, don't expect it to last, because according to what Google's saying, this is only going to last during the trial period. You're more than likely going to have to pay for your virtual appointments when the service becomes ready for prime time viewing. Question is, would you be comfortable seeing a virtual doctor? Open wide and say, oh. Got a 4K TV? Don't know what to do with it? Say, where's my content? Well, Netflix is going to have you covered here pretty soon, but you're going to have to pay a little bit more for it. Netflix will start streaming 4K content to its customers with a bit of a bump in price. Normally, you're paying $7.99 a month. Well, that's going to go up to $11.99 a month if you want to watch House of Cards and 4K glory. No word yet if the other titles that are already available, they're going to upscale, shall we say, to 4K content. Probably not at this time. Ah, yes, 4K streaming. Get that 50 megabit internet fired up. So, viewers in the U.S., have you been seeing the TV ratings for your favorite TV shows and saying, that's not really adding up? Well, there's a reason for that. Nielsen has admitted there's been a software glitch that's been screwing up recent TV ratings. The company issued a statement saying the technical error had impacted national network television ratings over the past several months. However, though, if your favorite show's on cable, it apparently didn't have any effect on those shows whatsoever. However, though, there was one network that majorly benefited from it, and that was ABC. And it became even more apparent when the new show started rolling out for its fall premiere. Glitch? I don't know. I'm thinking ABC's putting a little money under the table. What do you think? That's what I think. U2's new album that we got all forced with on iTunes has become the biggest catastrophe, I mean music release, in history. 81 million people have experienced the album, although most of us were forced to. That's basically meaning they at least listened to one track. However, if you dig deeper in the numbers, only 1 in 6 customers actually accepted Apple's lovely generosity. And at the end of the day, only 26 million actually downloaded the entire album. So you're thinking it must be the biggest selling album of all time. Well, no, it's not. You still got Adele at 21 with 30 million copies worldwide sold. And don't forget Michael Jackson's Thriller, which has sold up to 65 million worldwide. Don't get me wrong, I actually kind of like the new U2 album, but it seems that most people can live without you, U2. Haha, no pun intended. Apparently, an internal memo has leaked from Walgreens indicating that the Apple Pay is going to launch October 18th. So Walgreens is going to be on board with Apple Pay. Of course, we know Disney's going to be. That's kind of a no-brainer. Duh. McDonald's is going to be. And it's also speculated that on the October 16th event, Apple will also be announcing other partners that have decided to jump on the Apple Pay bandwagon. Funny enough, I can hear hackers just waiting in the wings. Yes, come on, Apple Pay. Launch, baby, launch. And finally, attention all Kmart shoppers. Registers have been hacked. Credit card and debit cards have been stolen from hackers. Yes, it's happened again at another major U.S. retailer. Kmart reported that its payment systems have been compromised, and malware has been found in the store's registers. Yes, the register where you go check out. Kmart's kind of downplaying a little bit, though. They're only saying, hey, they've only stolen debit card and credit card numbers. That's it. No other personal information. Oh, that's comforting. Thank you. Now, the breach happened way back in September. Thanks for letting us know now, Kmart. So if you made a purchase at the retailer last month, you're potentially at risk. Security experts are saying they have enough information to possibly duplicate payment cards, but not really steal your identity. Just steal your wonderful credit rating. Come on, let's dig down and find the real story here. Who was downloading porn on the Kmart registers? That's what I want to know. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow, hopefully with a little bit more news than what we had today, to get you caught up in the best tech news from the past 24 hours. Until then, push on through your Monday, and thank you very much for listening.